Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I thank God for this opportunity. And I thank God for you listening, audience. Gospel for the Glory of Jesus. Minister Mel Slade is doing a wonderful job, a wonderful ministry. And we continue to give God praise for him and the work that he is doing for kingdom building. Now, I want you to do something for me because it has everything to do with this message. I want you to put your name in this slot. Now, I'm going to give you an example. My name is Pat. That's my earthly name. My parents call me Pat. I'm going to say, "Don't worry, Pat. Be happy." Now, put your name there. Don't worry. Whatever your name is, say it. Be happy. Now we did one for the Father, one for the Son, and let's do it one more time. Don't worry. Whatever your name is, be happy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because truly we have a reason to be happy, and truly we don't need to worry. The word from the Lord today reminds us that he is still in control of our lives. He wants to comfort you today and encourage you to don't worry, be happy, no matter what the circumstances in your life might look like. Our scripture reading for today, our primary scripture, is found in the book of Philippians, Chapter 4, verses 6 and 7, and it reads, "Be anxious for nothing, but in all things, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds in perfect peace through Christ Jesus." Hallelujah. That's good news, I tell you. Praise God for his word. We're living in a time where people seem to always be anxious about one thing or another. We're living in a time where it is popular, even acceptable, to be stressed out. People are going back and forth to the doctor for tranquilizers, painkillers, for migraines, psychiatrists, counselors, psychologists, psychics, fortune tellers, all of whom offer temporary, if any, solutions to existing problems of life. Some have even attempted or thought about, succeeded in suicide. Lord, help us today. But the word is saying to you today, no matter what the problem, don't worry. Be happy, because all you need is a personal relationship with a true and living God, Jesus Christ, someone that knows all about you and your problems. Thank you, Jesus. Not only does he know about them, but he stands by, ready, willing, and able to help you to solve them, praise the Lord. But the very first thing you need to do is acknowledge the fact that you need help in your life. You need to know that God is available to you, praise God. All you need to do is invite him into your life. Let's look at our scripture. How can we really overcome the anxieties in our life that tend to oppress, depress, and cause stress? Well, first of all, we need to realize that we need a power greater than ourselves to manage us. And that power, I submit to you, my brothers and sisters, is through a living God, Jesus the Christ, Son of the living God. Hallelujah. And if we don't have him in our lives, then sometimes our lives become completely out of control. Hallelujah. Now, according to St. John 3:16, the Bible says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him would not perish, but they shall have everlasting life. Jesus gives us strength and power to operate in this world. But we have to trust him. We have to invite him into our lives. He desires that we allow him to be Lord of our lives. Hallelujah. That means that we have to let him take full control over every area of our lives. Proverbs 3:5-6 says to trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. So, if we allow God to direct our path, you will discover the amazing grace of God, and you will also discover that there is a solution to your problem. Glory to God. Isn't that good news? Praise the Lord. So don't worry. Be happy. The scripture says in Philippians 4:6, to be anxious for nothing, but in all things by prayer and supplication. Whatever it is you desire, allow the Lord to bring it to pass in his own time, not yours. Let your request be made known to God. Don't worry about it. Take it to the foot of the cross and leave it there. The Bible says to cast your cares upon him, praise God, for he cares for you. St. Matthew 6 goes on to talk about, and you need to read that chapter in your own time. It goes on to talk about God made the birds in the air, and they don't worry about how they're going to be fed. He said, don't worry about the things of life. How are you going to eat? Where are you going to sleep? What are you going to put on? The Bible says God cares more about you than the birds, so don't worry about those things. So I like the last couple of verses in that sixth chapter of St. Matthew. In verse 33, it says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow has worry enough for itself. Hallelujah. Besides, who promised us tomorrow? All you have is right now. That's why God encourages us in Joshua 24 to choose this day who you will serve. Choose this day who you will serve. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Don't worry. Be happy. God does not want us to worry. He promises us he will supply all of our need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Today is a good day, praise God, to be saved. Just call upon him. Just call upon him. Invite him into your heart. Revelation 3:20 says, behold, Jesus is saying, I stand at the door and knock. And if anyone hears my voice and opens up the door, I will come in and I will live with him and he will live with me. Romans 10:9 says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Confess Jesus as Lord today and start to experience a life without consistent worry and stress. We're not suggesting you won't have any more concerns. Of course you will. But what I am saying is that you can take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there, and his Holy Spirit will lead and guide you into all truth. Praise God. Are you sick in your body? Isaiah 53:5 say, with his stripes, you are healed. What is your particular problem? Try God. Don't worry. Be happy. Whatever the problem is, he can solve it. Psalm 24:17 says that the righteous cry out, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all of their troubles. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord shall deliver them out of them all. Hallelujah. Jesus says in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all who are laboring heavy labor, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, and I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So be encouraged today, my brothers and sisters. Hold your head up high. Trust in the Lord and remember, don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. God bless his word to your hearts on today.